give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus mix to bed at bedsider.org.
Are you leaving?
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
I just have to interject
here real quick.
Yes. Our good friend of the show, Lisa Neville Ambler, sent me a message.
Always.
And she said that she's jealous because I'm sitting next to you.
Oh, really?
Do you know Lisa Neville Ambler?
Lisa, what's her last name?
I did her wedding.
I was going to say,
can you hum a few bars?
Lisa Neville. She's related to the Nevilles.
Yes.
Right?
Aaron.
She's somebody that I used to... She goes right now, oh my God, I'm dying. She's somebody I used to work with at Hunt's. And how do you know him?
Mike's still the owner?
Of who?
The place you used to work.
Yeah, Mike Hunt.
You're so naive.
So where would I find him?
You just go in and ask for Mike. He has a name tag on.
So would I recognize him now that he's fully shaved?
Uh-huh.
He used to have a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bald now.
Oh,
and she would also like us to know that her cousin Dave won American Grit.
Oh, wow.
On that show that's run by John Cena.
Oh,
for cousin
cool.
one.
Wow, right very
on.
Cool.
That's great. That's
she said
excellent.
That you went there. You went to American Grit?
No.
She's thinking of another.
No.
Team Noah? Doesn't ring a bell?
I did a cooking show called American Grit. And Flo from Mel's Diner was the...
Marblehead.
Was the host.
She was the host.
And she used to say, kiss my grits.
Father love her. She can't even tell. She's typing one word and hitting enter because I think she's probably dying at her desk right now with the four of us. Lisa, I'll get you an autographed recipe book if you have any left.
Yeah, I have some.
Apparently you have a fan.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
There you go. Look at that.
I'll give it to you.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
She's the president.
I'll sign it to you. What's your name? Lisa?
Lisa.
All right, I'll sign it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did her wedding.
Yes, we DJ'd her wedding.
Oh, no, I did her wedding.
There is a beautiful picture of us from the
wedding. I passed out the cigarettes afterwards.
Cigarettes.
Do you smoke after sex? I never checked. That's where the lubrication comes in, friends.
Right.
None of that 10W. I go with a 5 weight.
You have to nowadays. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
God.
A lot of bumpy roads out there now. Poor Frankie was scaring off. He's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you people? A lot. Okay, anyways.
That was a good interjection.
Chris, you know what? I'm going to play another song just because
we're
I have to.
Ourselves.
We need to compose. We're going to say goodbye to our good friend Frankie. And we'll be right back with some sports news and silly news. And Amy Nachbar will be calling about 3:30 or so with the beat on the street.
Music,
and that's not code for anything.
And she'll be bringing on her good friend Joyce DeWitt, who played Janet on Three's Company.
We're gonna have a Three's Company and
exactly,
which is great.
And Suzanne Summers
reunion.
Yeah, what does she have about a thigh master? Off Suzanne Summers. Do you think she was hanging out in the parking lot going, "Hey, would you like to buy my thigh master?"
Well, our good friend Chris is wearing the Nike Cortez that Jack Tripper used to wear,
and the,
which is good.
And the and the short shorts.
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
the Larry
socks,
Bird shorts.
Yeah, my socks are pulled up to my eyeballs.
There you go.
Eyeballs.
All right,
Molly.
Kids.
Eyeballs.
His eyes are up here. That's what he's saying.
Balls.
That's what he's saying. His eyes are up here.
All right. Take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll be right back with more nonsense.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
Good job, guys.
We'll be right back.
heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in
a little Cure there for you boys and girls here at the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. It is 3:08 in the afternoon, and it is a beautiful, balming 67 degrees. And a good friend, Frankie and Bergamo, God bless him, just left. Frankie, the mustache has left the building.
No, he hasn't. He's being surrounded by teenage girls.
That is true.
He's surrounded by them.
And they're going to, yes, they're going to live in his mustache as well. Going to take him on tour, the mustache tour of Medford.
Hey, ladies, would you like to take a mustache tour?
Ah, mustache wow, rides. Wow. Right? Remember those shirts? Mustache rides 5 cents.
So I don't know if you know this, but for the
but his have to be at least $50.
Yeah,
at least that's the premium. That's, you know, they used to call that back in the day in Disney an e-ticket.
Right?
A lot of people will not understand that, the younger folks. Hey, not for anything.
Are you on PayPal?
I don't know if you know this, but for the Medford Malden football game, they're going to honor Frankie, Medford High.
They are?
They won't be the Mustangs. They'll be the Medford Mustaches. Oh, a big old mustache on their helmet.
Oh, I wish I had the rim shot. I'm sorry, Chris. That was good.
That was good.
You should just have a drum when you, when I'm in here.
I know.
Right?
Ba-dum-psh.
We can do ba-dum-psh.
Yeah, you just did it. You did pretty good.
Oh, my. So welcome back. What are we going to do? Are we going to do some silly news? We're going to do some sports. We're going to do a little sports. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me tell my story then.
Okay, why don't you tell your story?
Tell your story, walking sister.
And make sure you stick to it.
I'm sticking to this one.
God,
factual.
Thank you all.
I'm sticking to it like a fat man on vinyl.
So, have you guys heard about... Exactly. That word comes out of my mouth a lot. Or goes in my mouth a lot.
Oh!
Anyways.
Hey, don't put words in my mouth. But you can put other things. And I actually had somebody say that to me once in a meeting.
Really?
Yeah, some woman. She was a bit of a, well. She broke up somebody's marriage in the office. Yeah.
Wow.
That was years ago. About 10 years
the
ago.
The nerve of her.
Wow.
Did you guys hear about these celebrities that have been claiming to have sex with ghosts? A ghost.
Oh, really?
Yes, the latest.
Oh, it's one ghost that's going around?
I guess so, yeah.
It was Mr. Withers at the haunted amusement park.
Exactly.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
You meddling kids.
So apparently...
I got the Viagras.
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 Got multiples. So apparently, this particular celebrity bought a mansion in Georgia. And
oh, everything happens in Georgia.
He's claiming he wasn't high and he wasn't tripping.
Okay.
And that the ghost had sex with him and he came back for a second time a month later.
Wait. A guy had sex with a guy ghost?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Was it Liberace?
No, it was Bobby Brown.
No, I mean the ghost. Was it Liberace?
Was he in Alcatraz? Wait.
No, I don't know. They don't know who the ghost is.
Ah. That's what you call an incubus.
Yeah?
Yeah, and a male one is a succubus. No, wait.
That's
no,
right.
The woman's a succubus that has sex with a man.
That is right.
And an incubus is the male ghost that has sex with women.
What?
Well,
all I know is if...
I think they're a rapeubist, if you ask me.
Was having sex with a
Bobby Brown
a male
didn't
ghost.
Claim that...
It was Andy Gibb.
He doesn't say it's if it's
Andy
a male or a female.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Because Greece is the word. All right, I'm sorry. Tina Marie.
My friend,
I can't turn the song off, though, because I love it so much.
I know, it's a good song.
My friend's cousin, who's in her 30s, is with Frankie Valli.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep. You just made that up.
Nope.
She's with Frankie Valli.
Yep.
In the Four Seasons?
Well, she's not a... She may be a gold digger, but she's not a slut.
How old's Frankie Valli?
Almost
8,000.
Almost 80.
Wow. And she's not a gold digger?
No, I said she is.
Yeah, she's 23, but not a gold digger.
How long have they been together for?
I don't know. She was in her 20s at the time.
Oh, so 10 years.
I won't say my friend's name, because unless he wants to tell the story, but the funny thing was... Frankie Valli was in town, and he kept calling her up saying, you know, I want to go, my friend wants to go, my mother wants to go, blah,
where?
Blah,
blah. To Arnold's Diner?
To Arnold's, yeah. We were going to watch the Fonz jump over the chicken shack, or whatever the hell he did. And so she blew him off, and he got really mad, and hasn't spoken to her since then, and the best quote was, if she wants to be a whore and keep Frankie Valli to herself, it's her business. I will never forget that.
What the heck?
And the way he said it was so matter-of-factly. He's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, my cousin hasn't gotten back to me.
But
wow.
But to quote you, you said she did blow him off. So, I mean, he got something out of it at least.
Exactly.
Wait. Even, saw that dust.
It was dust.
Swear to God, I dedicate myself to loving you, you teenage girl, you. Man, imagine like being like almost 50 years younger than your significant other.
No.
No. I'm not even 50 yet.
Jeez, well, some of us almost are. Not anyone in this room, though. Get up, dummy.
Get up, dummy.
Dummy. Weren't you supposed to do something? You're doing something. I'm sorry. Did we just totally just jump?
No.
Yeah, well, she
no,
was,
we did what we wanted to do, and we went on to what we had to go on to.
So once again, to recap, Bob Brown, is the ghost Whitney Houston?
Because he doesn't say if it's a male or female, but he, you know what he does say, though? He says it's his prerogative.
Oh, really?
Standing ovation. Oh, my gosh. That was brilliance.
Well,
how are we going to top that one?
Well, I'm learning,
we'll
from the two
out.
Best in the room.
Well,
she learned from the best. That is for sure. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, he was mounted by a ghost. He's telling everyone.
Man, what happened to Bobby Brown?
Kids, do not do drugs.
Yeah, and he does say, I wasn't high, and I was not tripping.
Well, he was at one point in his life. Maybe he's so high, he doesn't know he's not high.
Oh, do you know who Natasha Blasik is? She's
ever
from...
Seen a pickle fortune?
She's a Ukrainian-born actress. She claims also that she had sex with a ghost on two occasions and found the experiences really, really pleasurable.
What?
Having sex with a ghost twice.
How?
Okay. I'm just showing up with a sheet over my head with the eyes cut out and banging these broads, all right? I had no idea Bobby Brown was home. I just went with it. I thought it was Natasha Pickle Harris.
Right?
Next thing you know, Bobby Brown's in there looking for a tenderoni.
My farts smell like pepperoni. How can you even be in the same room with us?
And you folks listening in the car, please... Have your
seatbelts on. Yeah. Pay attention to the road.
Yeah, maybe you want to pull over.
This is definitely the seatbelt segment.
Please call us at 617-627-3800.
That's right.
And tell us about your ghost lust stories. By the way, if you had sex with a ghost, you will get 2 tickets to the tractor pull at the DCU Center in Worcester. Giving them away for the first caller. That's sex with a ghost, 617-627-3800, MFO.
All right.
That'll be perfect if Amy calls
Sunday,
in right
Sunday,
now.
Sunday.
Right,
funny man. You get to spend a night in the House of Seven Gables.
Only 6, one's under repair. Discount tickets available at Rite Aid.
Rite Aid. Are they still around?
All right.
So Rite Aid, Left Aid, I don't know.
Right in Everett.
Oh, yeah, that's right in the square.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We're sponsored by Walgreens.
Penis!
The ghost is here.
Well, there you go.
Are you hearing that?
So... So, Chris,
yes.
How about a little sports? Want to lay us a little sports information?
Yeah, so, top story.
I keep saying lay, don't I?
Two very big stories today, two icons in this sport.
Unfortunately, yes.
So, today, Muhammad Ali was laid to rest in Tennessee. Of course, his achievements speak for itself. First three-time heavyweight champion. And once again, he's laid to rest. But we all knew, that the end was coming from him, unfortunately, last week. Also, today, passing away at the age of 88, was Mr. Hockey himself, Gordie Howe.
Sad.
That's a shame.
Well, Gordie Howe, as you remember, got to play with his sons, Mark and Marty Howe.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. That's right. For the Whalers, right?
Whalers, for the Hartford
That's
Whalers.
Right.
Hartford Whalers.
After, he had some money issues, so he had to keep playing until they ripped the skates off his feet at one point. So
he was
playing
great.
Into his 50s. He after, the NHL, he went to the WHA, played for the Boston Whalers, and became the New England Whalers, and then later the Hartford Whalers. Yeah.
He.
And then the Hartford Whalers became who?
The Carolina Hurricanes, who are about to become the new Quebec Nordiques.
Mm-hmm.
Nordiques.
The Nordiques.
Going back.
Yeah. So it looks like there's some sort of family issue where the sons are suing the father of the owner of the Hurricanes for some ridiculous sum of money because he was dipping into their trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sons are suing. And then it turns out that the Hurricanes have a $300 million debt to the NHL.
Oh, great.
So all the owners want to recoup their money, And, you know, the way that the NHL is going right now, it looks like there's going to be an expansion team in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
I hope they do this. I would rather see a team in Seattle than Las Vegas. I think Seattle really deserves a hockey team. They have a great hockey heritage with minor league hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But you need two teams in the West, and then you add another one in the East, or just move in the East, the Nordiques, you know, back in the league.
Or you can just, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your hockey talk for the day.
The main, well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
The main toothpaste.
Tom's the main toothpaste. And, of course, last night,
Stanley. Because, you know, that toothpaste was invented in Maine.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you know why?
Yes.
I don't know why.
Because it would have been called teeth paste if it was invented somewhere else.
Right. Exactly.
You know, my wife's from Maine.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a good example.
No, actually, my wife is born in San Diego, so I say she's from San Diego. Sounds.
Oh, San Diego.
San Diego.
Oh. In translation, it means a whale's vagina.
A whale's vagina. Yeah, and, oh, of course, last night.
No, I don't think it does.
Last night, the whale's vagina did beat the Penguins 4-3.
No, Jose.
Oh, San Jose Sharks. San Jose, Wales vagina. So that series 3-2. It is going back to lovely San Jose, California. Mm-hmm. And tonight in the NBA, LeBron James.
That's still going on.
And his band of cowards up against
right.
The Golden State Warriors in Cleveland tonight, 9:00 on ABC. Right. The big question is, will Kevin Love?
No.
The unconcussed for the tilt.
My God, that guy is hurt.
I know.
Every second of every day.
Yeah. He once couldn't make a game because he had a very aggressive shoulder rubbing happen to him once. Shoulder rub.
Wow.
He was out for a while. So the other thing, too, and is Major League Baseball draft is going on right now. Red Sox.
Still, right. Yeah. Yes. It started yesterday.
It
correct?
Did.
Yes. The Red Sox got a really good pitcher.
So, yes.
Right from high school.
Yeah, Jason
yes.
DeGrom.
Right.
Jason Groom. I'm sorry. Groom. I think of DeGrom of the Mets. But Jason Groom, they said, was a top five talent.
DeGromats of the bra fortune.
So this youngster... which is really funny. They said he dropped out of the top five because of maturity issues. He's in high school.
Exactly. Get
what
over
was
it.
His maturity? What was his maturity thing? He laughed at fart jokes. Popped a boner when he saw a bra strap. I mean, come on. Couldn't go to the blackboard to do a math equation because. Mrs. Jones had tight jeans on that day. Come on.
Ooh, that's a good ear moth.
Yeah, there you go. So
Billy Paul. You think I'm kidding?
No. Jason Groom, newest member of the Red Sox, he should be joining rookie ball sometime in the next few weeks.
Is that code?
No. And also tonight, the Red Sox will send to the hill the knuckleballer, Stephen Wright.
Ooh.
Which, you know, he's not as funny as the original Stephen Wright.
I don't know if you spent 20 minutes with the guy.
I think he's just trying to be funny by throwing a knuckleball. He's like.
Yeah, and nobody funny, when he throws the knuckleball, he takes a penny whistle out of his pocket. That's funny. He throws the knuckleball. He gets the yeah.
All right. Okay, hold on one second. We get a phone call here.
Maybe it's a ghost.
WMFO, you are live on the air.
Hi, it's Amy
Nackbar. Hey,
hi, Amy.
Hello.
Hey, now.
What's up?
Hold on. We have.
I'm in Newport on the second beach right now. I'm calling you from my car.
We have a little theme music for you.
Hi, Amy. This is Chris. Where are you?
I'm in Newport on the second.
Oh, she's in Newport.
My home away from home. I love Newport. I spend New Year's Eve at the Viking.
That's code.
The Viking.
How you doing, Amy?
needs your face, please company too.
Can I?
It's down here. It was cold up in Boston. It was beautiful down here.
Well, Amy.
Yeah.
So this is will be our new segment on the program, and what do you have for us? What's going on? What's the music beat on the street for this weekend? That's what I'm calling it.
All right, there's a lot of stuff going on. The one show that I'm going to be missing is on Saturday at the Brighton Music Hall. It's Cherry Curry, a.k.a. Cherry Bomb, The Runaways. Remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
Or am I dating myself?
No.
You're a lovely woman. I'm sure you can find a date.
Oh, my God.
By the way.
No. I'm down here for the weekend. She's playing Saturday night at Brighton Music Hall, and it sucks because I'd love to see her.
Awesome. Hello, world. Hello, Mom. I'm
your
cherry
Brighton Music Hall. Yeah. Yes. Calm F.
I played there back in the day with something else. Yeah.
There's another big thing. It's Sally's Pub. This is their second annual. They have a winter, like, birthday bash, so they celebrate all the people who have winter birthdays. They have cake, birthday cake, and it's the Jeffrey Allen Shaw Band at that show. It's going to be... He's got a lot of swagger on stage. He's pretty damn good.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Polly and I will be in attendance.
Yes, we are January and December babies. Yes.
You should go. You should go and get some free birthday cake. Once in Somerville.
That
baby.
Is I'm in code.
For, I'm in for any free cake.
That is code for something.
I heard free cake. Right? I'm on my bike. I'm on my Schwinn.
Yeah, you are.
You know, there's so much live music around still. People don't
Which
realize.
Is great.
Just because Johnny D is closed in Somerville. I mean,
right.
Once in Somerville, they've got five bands this weekend. It's their second annual Balkan Soul Fest. Actually, at once in Somerville. I mean, that's going to be a big brouhaha.
Yeah, Somerville's awesome for music.
Oh, yeah. Sure is.
Well,
House of Blues, Hard Rock Cafe, all those places have live music on the weekend.
They awesome. Do. That's why we have you, Miss Knackbar.
Thank you. The parking stinks at the Hard Rock, but they do get some great fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
parking in Boston.
Down on Lansdowne. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's hard.
Down on Lansdowne. And then down the street, Loretta's Last Call, they've got great country music. That's a great bar.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Do you like country music?
I like it all.
Oh, I'd like to go to the country place with you.
Yeah, Loretta's Last Call, and then Toby Keith's in Foxborough always has great bands.
Oh,
as well.
Toby Keith's is great. I've been there. They have great food.
And let me tell you, when Toby Keith is playing around, he'll stop in at Toby Keith's in Foxborough to surprise everybody.
Yeah, he surprises once in a while. Yeah.
So what else do you
want to
know?
Well, no, that is perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what's going on, you know, and from the music beat on the street.
And
from,
next Thursday night, I am seeing The Cure at at BU. What's the name of that place they play at? The Aganis.
Aganis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We know that Aganis place very well. Inside and out.
Yeah, Jack White and us. Yeah. We'll tell you about the time that Jack White's roadie and Paulie and I had a little issue.
Yeah.
Because
well, there was no issue.
We were making fun of him all day, and then, well, long story short, we accidentally met him face-to-face.
And what happened?
So we got in real early to see the White Stripes. This was their last tour in 07. And we see this jerk out there. He had a hat with a feather in it, and he's dressed like an old-timey gangster. And we're yelling at him, "Hey, Jack White poser, Jack White poser, hey, F you, you want to be Jack White, Jack White." And the guy's giving us dirty looks. So, no, it wasn't Jack. It was his roadie. It was his guitar tech. Then during the show, we see the guy come out, and he's giving Jack his guitars. And we're like, "Hey, that's that loser." So at the end of the night,
"That's that loser."
We decide to let the traffic go. So we go across the street to the Sunset Cantina.
Yeah.
And they have like 200 beers on draft.
On Calm Ave, yeah.
They didn't have 201, so we had to leave. So as we're leaving, we realize that, wow, it's the last call. The garage was closed. We go in there. Paulie has his Boston fire department shirt. You know, Paulie's a very, you know, athletic-looking man. Looks like he could be a fireman. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We don't know how we're going to get the car and whatever. All this, like a Mentos commercial, he has a ta-da moment. He starts pointing at people. That looks good. That's that. That's that. They thought he was with the fire department.
Fire chief. They thought I was the fire chief.
I know.
Doing inspections. And as we go into the backstage area, looking us straight in the eye is our new best friend, Jack White's roadie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stories.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story. I love that story.
Yep. Well,
there's a couple of other things this weekend. Ghost Kings, the new blues band. They're going to be at Pete's and Quincy. Pete's is a little hole in the wall, but it's like a neighborhood bar. You know, like Cheers.
Yep.
Everybody knows everybody. So Ghost Train is there. They just got together, I don't know, a few months ago, but they're really good. And then remember the band New England?
Oh, Hirsch
New England. Yeah.
Yeah, Hirsch Gardner.
Never Want to Lose You.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be playing with Cal Kelly at the Tavern at the End of the World in Boston.
Oh, that's nice. A good place to go to.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Nackbauer, Amy Nackbauer, who hopefully you will be a part of the show from now on and inform everybody of the musical Beat on the Street. If you want me to change that name, I will, but...
Fine.
No, that's a great name.
And hey, have a great weekend, great time in Newport Beach, and we will talk to you next week, I hope. Okay?
See you next week.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you,
again.
Amy.
You guys too.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Miss Nackbauer.
Yes.
Woo! Cool. Good segment.
I'm a knock on our door.
Oh, that was good.
We've been waiting for you. The kisses are hers and his. Through the company too.
My favorite's the zoo opening.
The zoo opening.
Yeah.
Oh, in San Diego.
Yeah.
San Diego. Oh, there's Lana.
It's Alana in Wedgeworth, right? Is that her name? Can you remind
me? Amy Nackbauer. All right, kids. 3:32 in the afternoon. Thank you for listening in, as usual. And it was a Don Knotts episode that I have.
I love the one when he's hugging the merry-go-round.
That's what just went by, yes.
Kids, this is crazy.
So we will take a quick break for some music, unless you have another story. That's up to you.
Yeah, I have a story.
All right. Then lay it on us.
So, this tipsy man in Tennessee...
They're all tipsy in Tennessee.
Yeah, you think they are? Yeah.
Tennessee.
He got pulled over for drunk driving. And he had to tell the police that he had a chastity belt on.
He had a chastity belt on.
And the key was in the trunk. So the policeman got the key.
Hey, policeman, get my key. Set my weenie free.
Yes. He was also wearing, his name is Curtis. He's 35 years old.
My name is Curtis.
He's a big guy, 5'9", 230.
I'm 230.
He was wearing, it's very fashionable these days, a white skirt with white and pink leggings and black high-heeled shoes.
What?
What is he doing? What?
I think that's him. He's doing that, not me.
No, you laughing, going,
I'm thinking to myself.
He's doing the hard
laughs. Are you trying to picture that in your head?
I am, and I'm also thinking to myself about if we can merge this chastity belt, you know, skirt wearing dude.
Yeah, with
Bobby Brown's ghost story.
Oh, yes.
That's what we call a mashup.
Yes. And now Bobby Brown's selling tickets to have sex with a ghost.
Wow. That's Bobby Brown's ghost, by the way. Okay.
I think my head just exploded.
All right, so chastity belt on the guy. All right. Go ahead.
Well, they had to retrieve the key because apparently he left the wrong key in the trunk. The second key that they had to find No, this gets better. Was on his girlfriend's necklace. She was in the passenger seat, and she was highly intoxicated and forgot that she had the key to the chastity belt. So, yeah, they both got arrested, and that was the end of that. Oh, when they went to the police station, you know, before they throw you in the cell, they took the chastity belt off.
Sons of bitches.
Yep.
Wow.
And they can't find it. It's not in evidence.
So, really?
Yeah. So his court appearance had to get pushed up because they're still looking for it. It got misplaced.
I bet it got pushed up.
Yeah.
Imagine his lawyer. I call a mistrial. We can't all find the chastity belt in question.
Why does every lawyer in your impressionism have to be from the South?
Because it's funny.
He's watched way too many
Dallas.
And they all dress like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, they do.
Uncle Vinny episodes or movies.
Oh, God.
Let that be stricken from the record.
I haven't. He does it.
The Herman Munster.
Lily.
Oh, good Lord. All right, 3:36 in the afternoon. We're going to play a couple more songs, come back, and say our farewells for the day.
Farewell.
Exactly. Why don't you let everybody know what we're listening to, Tina Marie, even though they already do.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids. We'll be right back. A Little I Got Id.
What a great song.
What an amazing song. I love me some Pearl Jam. I mean, I've seen them perform that live. It was unbelievable.
Can I suggest something?
And they are going to play at Fenway. Yes,
that's
sir.
On a Friday, August 5th.
Oh, is it?
Should we have Pearl Jam Day, August 5th?
Oh.
PJ Day,
you know what?
August 5th.
If you are going to be here,
I'll be
we
here.
Will
Bells
do
on.
A Pearl Jam Giddy Up show. Sounds amazing.
I actually took that Friday off just to take it off, just to burn some vacation days.
Are you going to that show?
I'm going to 7th. I'm going to the Sunday night show.
Oh, the Sunday night show?
Yeah.
Why'd you have to say it like Elvis? I'm going to the Sunday night show. Going on the Sunday night show. All right. Boys and girls, welcome back.
Why don't you do Chinese Elvis? Bring on.
What? Well, mine.
I know. Speaking of Chinese, I don't think we get paid for this, but this is Chinese restaurant that I love now. There's two of them. There's one in Reading. You know where Jordan's Furniture is?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
called Oye. O-Y-E.
Right off the highway.
Awesome. Yep. And then they opened up a sister restaurant in Wakefield called Fang's. Best Chinese food. It doesn't taste like it's out of a dumpster. It doesn't taste like it's wild animal. It's really, really good.
Cool.
Well, since we're speaking about Chinese restaurants.
Go ahead.
Where we went for my father's birthday.
It was the best Chinese food I've ever had
in my life.
Eastern Pearl.
It's right across from Gillette Stadium.
It's up back a little bit further, but it's right on Route 1.
Unbelievable.
There's like a whole new school of Chinese restaurants, which is not
it's not fast food anymore.
Exactly.
They're doing it, you know.
It's almost like gourmet.
You fry up for white people.
What is wrong with you?
You know what they call us over there? They call us lo fan.
Really?
Yeah.
That means white people?
Well, it's
no, it doesn't.
It's a slang.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
It means flat white people.
But yeah, so what they do is, it's more like authentic food that you will get in China instead of this stuff that's like fried and fast.
Yeah.
Like you just said, fast food and sits in steam plates all day. You know.
I know. The appetizers were so good. Everything was hot. I got sushi. It was delicious.
Because they actually cooked it.
Yeah. my mother, Rosemary Lyons, says that it's good. It's good. Although she still had a problem with the beer because she didn't know what Sapporo was. Sapporo. Yeah. So she called the restaurant.
You know what Sapporo is. Yeah.
She called the restaurant and asked what that charge was on her bill.
Hey, is it true that the the Eagles wrote a song about your mother?
Probably.
Yeah, it's called Lion's Eyes. Lion Eyes.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's my maiden name, Lions. Yeah.
Ooh,
let's play it for Eagles. The Lions, girls. Lion Eyes.
Good song, too.
Yeah, I love the Eagles.
Anyways, kids, 3:49 in the afternoon, and you are listening to the Giddy Up. We appreciate you guys listening in. And at this point, I'm going to give the funny man and the beautiful Tina Marie chances to say their goodbyes or the farewells for now, because we will be back here next week. Like it or not. And even if you think you're not going to tune in, trust me, we have implanted speakers in everybody's house that has liked our Giddy Up page, and you will hear us.
It's like we made them into robots.
It's like Orson Welles with that 84.
It's
kind of like
that. Yeah. Well, actually, we implanted spyware within your computer, which will go out and play nothing but the
Which
Giddy
Chris
up
knows how to do very professionally.
I can do it.
I know he can.
I have done it. I'll do it again.
All right. So, Chris, if you want to say goodbyes, any shout-outs and goodbyes?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for having me in here. Luckily, my schedule cleared
up. Stop it. You're part of the family, bro.
I know. Unfortunately, my schedule doesn't agree with me sometimes, but the next couple of weeks, it's clear as a bell, so I will see you folks this week,
great
next
news,
week after.
Great news.
But
when you are here, things are a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know,
and not in a gay way, or Papa Gino's way.
Well, you know, it's great. It gives my voices in my head something to do. So,
excellent.
That's good. Yeah. You can let them all out.
But thanks everyone for listening. And as I like to say, just go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can.
Giddy up, and that is a giddy up moment right there.
Yep. Right there it is.
And Tina Marie.
Yes, I would also like to thank everybody for listening. And to say that it's nice to have you sitting next to me again. It was great, as usual.
Was he handsy with you again?
A little bit, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, you can't blame him. Yeah.
I pushed his chair away a little. I got another chair in between us.
As long as you didn't push his stool in.
No.
The chair is fine.
I'd like to give shout-outs to our babies, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and my favorite cat in the whole world who loves to sleep on my head, Miss Zoe. And I will see you all next week.
All right.
Be safe and get a designated driver.
And I would like to say thank you all for listening in, as you always do. We love you guys. If it wasn't for you, we would not be doing this. But we do it because we love to entertain you and start your weekend off right and get it going and just put a smile on your face for a couple hours. If that's all we can do, then we feel much better about, you know, our lives and your life. Anyways, we're taking a 166-hour break. And as I always say, always be a rock, never roll, and stay Boston strong and giddy up strong. We love you guys. Thank you. Join us next week. And, you know, the show just keeps getting bigger and better every week. And we're very proud of it. And so we hope you guys are listening in. And as usual, I will always post it on the Giddy Up page, and as well as my page, Tina Marie's page, and, of course, the funny man's page. He has no choice. Because once I tag him in it, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. You can't go backwards.
Thank you, guys and girls. And we will see you, or we'll hear from you, hopefully, or you will hear from us next week. Everyone want to say goodbye?
Peace.
Peace. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to...